USA Radio News.
The January 6th committee is holding its 8th public hearing, the latest in a series laying out the case that the Capitol riot was the result of then-President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the election. The committee said today the hearing will focus on what happened during the 187 minutes between Trump's speech, during which he allegedly encouraged supporters to march to the Capitol, and his tweet encouraging rioters to head home. The hearing is featuring live testimony from two former Trump White House aides, Sarah Matthews and Matthew Pottinger, who both resigned over Trump's actions on the day of the riot.
I will now swear in our witnesses. The witnesses will please stand and raise their right hands.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General has launched a criminal investigation into the circumstances surrounding the destruction of Secret Service text messages that may have been relevant to inquiries about the January 6th Capitol riot. The results of the investigation could be referred to federal prosecutors, a source told NBC News, depending on the results. The FCC has something to say about robocalls.
The FCC is cracking down on spam auto warranty recalls. The commission is requiring telecom providers to block millions of illegal daily robocalls involving extended vehicle warranties. Scam warranty robocalls are the leading source of complaints from consumers. The FCC has identified 13 individuals and 6 companies behind most of the warranty robocalls. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, she's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison in a federal court for violating George Floyd's civil rights. The 39-year-old is one of 3 former Minneapolis police officers who were convicted earlier this year of depriving Floyd of his right to medical care as the handcuffed man was pinned under the knee of their senior officer, Derek Chauvin, for more than 9 minutes on May 25th, 2020. After the sentencing, Floyd's brother expressed disappointment with the judge's decision. 9 people were injured too seriously when a shuttle bus crashed into a pole at Los Angeles International Airport. Authorities have confirmed 2 of the bus passengers sustained potentially life-threatening injuries. Additional information was not immediately available, and officials did not know who owns and operates the shuttle bus.
Rents have exponentially increased over the past year. Realtor.com is reporting renting is still more affordable than buying an entry-level house in 3/4 of the country. This is a big deal because in January, renting was the better deal, but only in half the U.S. markets. The difference is now higher mortgage rates. In Austin, Texas, it costs roughly 98% more to buy a starter home than to rent, a difference of about $1,800 a month. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.